Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It is my unbelievable pleasure. I've known Billy Branch, not intimately, but for many, many years. And over the years, I thought, my God, this CD is wonderful. And then I thought, oh, this CD is wonderful. And then not long ago, my friend, our mutual friend, Howard Reich, the great jazz critic of the Chicago Tribune, now doing other things, sent me Billy's latest. Billy, I don't even have to ask. Welcome to the show. But I don't even have to ask how you are, because the way you perform on this latest CD, The Blues Is My Biography by Billy Branch and the Sons of the Blues, is an unbelievably moving, exciting work. You can take that praise, can't you, Billy?
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't give praise that often. What's behind this? What compelled you to say, okay, I'm going to make, and you must know how good this CD is, what compelled you to make another CD?
Well, our last one was quite a few years ago. The last one was called Roots and Branches, and it was a tribute to Little Walter.
Yeah.
Where we formed all Little Walter songs, but interpreted them while remaining true to Little Walter's stylistic, his stylistic record, the recordings of Little Walter. But we kind of tried to make it our own as well. But in this case, it was a lot of thought that went into this, and I wanted to make it more of a personal statement. And also, you'll notice that there are at least four social commentary songs on it. And given the current age and political things that we're dealing with, I thought it would be appropriate to address some of those issues.
Yeah, and I think you do it so powerfully, and I think that's a bold, bold moved. You know, you and I were born the same year, so we're not kids anymore. But what strikes me, we're not kids, but we're still active and alive. You know, what is, Billy, can you tell me what you think the state of the blues is, not just in Chicago, but in general, in the year 2026? I mean, when people ask me, say, tell me about the state of journalism, I can't, for journalism, paint a pretty picture. What do you think the state of the blues is? Because there are very few people alive who know that scene better than you. What do you think?
Well, actually, I'm very optimistic right now, Rick, because there seems to be what I have, as of late, been calling a blues renaissance of sorts. And you've got a steady trickle of young people entering the very highly skilled, very talented people entering the blues field. And notably, which had been absent for decades, a large group of young African-American youngsters are appearing on the scene, and they're really good. I can, for example, last weekend, we celebrated Rosa's Lounge 42nd anniversary.
Yeah.
I had the honor of playing the grand opening 42 years ago.
Wow.
But last night, young man, I think he lives in the Milwaukee area, Stephen Hull, came with his band. He was celebrating his birthday. I think he's, 26?
Yeah.
And, I mean, this youngster is on fire. There's There's a young man that I've had a small part in mentoring. Matter of fact, my homework tonight, I'm writing the liner notes for his debut album. His name is Harold Davenport. Well, he just turned 19.
Oh, my God.
But this kid, he's become fluent in harmonica, guitar. He's a walking encyclopedia. I mean, he'll tell me historical tidbits about recordings that I did that I've forgotten about. He'll tell me who was on it. He'll say, well, that was so-and-so, and his wife shot him in the leg in 1956. And he's just like a sponge for knowledge. And
wow.
There's a group called Southern Avenue. There's D.K. Harrell. And, you know, probably over a dozen acts. And it really makes me feel good about the prospects for the blues in the future.
Boy, I am so happy to hear that, Billy. I didn't expect to hear that, but I am so, so happy to hear that. And I guess many of the young players would come to you because you and Buddy, of course, can tie them to the history of this because you were there. What's always intrigued me, Billy, and I think we talked about this one time we were together someplace, but I know you were born at Great Lakes Naval Center, and you moved to L.A. How did you first pick up a harmonica? Where and when and how and why?
Well, that's an interesting story. I just, in love, as you said, yeah, basically born here and moved to L.A., but I just happened to walk into a Woolworth's Five and Dime store. You remember those?
I do, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw a shiny harmonica in the display case. I'd never heard anyone play one live, but a little voice told me I could play it. So I asked the clerk how much it was. He said it was a dollar. I happened to have a dollar. I bought it. And as soon as I put it in my mouth, I could play any folk song or Christmas carol that I could think of immediately.
Wow. How old were you when you did that, Billy?
I was probably about 9 or 10.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when that harmonica would wear out, I'd buy another one. And interesting, it wasn't the type of harmonica that we use, the 10-hole diatonic that we use in blues. It was a folk harmonica. It was, the company was Valencia. It was one of those, you've seen them.
Yeah, sure,
the two rows, you know, they got the double layer, and it was curved. It had a curve, and I looked it up on the internet just to make sure my memory was correct, and sure enough, it was called Valencia. And when I returned to college to attend at that time, UICC.
Circle, yeah.
Circle campus. And I had that harmonica. And then on a whim, I heard about some festival downtown, and I went to check it out. Now, at that time, I had zero knowledge of the blues. In my mind, I'm a teenager, young African-American teenager. I'm 17, about to enter college. And in my mind, I didn't like blues. but this concert turned out to be one of the, arguably, the greatest blues concert ever produced, maybe only second to the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, possibly. But I'll tell you some of the artists that were on the bill were Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, Sleepy John Estes, Bo Diddley, Big Mama Thornton, Muddy Waters, Sonny Land Slim, James Cotton, and like about 40 names.
And, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was the The date was August 30th, 1969. I only know that because Jeff Johnson, who used to write the blues column for the Sun-Times, wrote an article. This is Billy Branch's first time hearing the blues, and it was. And it was a life-changing experience.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I'll bet, because you were, Billy, you were majoring in political science at Circle Campus, right?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
What did you, until music seduced you, what is it you wanted to do with your life? What were you thinking of doing?
Well, the plan, I'd kind of planned to become a lawyer. That's,
wow.
You know, to be honest, I didn't know what I really wanted to do, but in high school, I had some business law courses, and I was pretty adept at that, so I said, okay, I'll be a lawyer. And I had pretty good persuasive powers.
You still do. You got, yeah. And you were in Willie Dixon's band for a while, weren't you?
Well, this is what I was going to get to, Rick, is that Willie Dixon produced that festival.
Right.
And it was his band that backed all of the artists.
Right.
And 7 years later, I became Willie Dixon's harmonica player.
Unbelievable. That is
that, you know, because at that time, the blues was just the south and west sides of Chicago were in the African-American neighborhoods were saturated with blues clubs. I mean, I missed even some of the more legendary ones like the 708 Club and the Zanzibar.
Mm.
But at that time, there were clubs like Teresa's Lounge, the
Queen
Bee, Buddy Guy had the Checkerboard, there was Peppers, and then there were little neighborhood joints strewn all across the south and west sides. And I was in college by day and blues clubs at night.
Wow, what a life. Yep. What a lovely life. So you were here, I mean, you were here, as was I, to see how the blues sort of made the move to the north side and started to attract a whole new group of white ethnic kids. Because I remember years when the blues was all on the south side, people like Corky Siegel and Jim Schwall, some people would make the trip down there, but it really took that kind of explosion to make blues a huge. You know, I remember there was a place on State Street near, like, I think, Blue Chicago, and there was all sorts of things.
Blue Chicago's still going. Yeah, Corky Siegel, he and I have become friends over the years, and he tells the story. He actually had a weekly gig with Siegel Schwall Band at Pepper's Lounge, which was... in the hood.
Yeah.
It's puzzling to me to this day, but anyway, I guess they were that good enough to be able to, you know, hold a crowd. And he tells the story where a guy asked to play with them, and unbeknownst to him till afterwards, it was Little Walter.
Oh, right. Oh, my
Little Walt, you know, Little Walt is he's like the god of blues harmonica. Little Walter revolutionized the instrument by using feedback and static as a recording and performing device. Because as you see, you go out and hear a blues harp player, and he's got the little bullet mic, and it's, you know, the sound doesn't sound like a harmonica would naturally sound. It because of the distortion, it gives it a more of a forceful, powerful.
Billy, I can't tell you, it is so great to talk to you. I'm going to write about you too. Send me an email. Tell me where and when you want to have your photo taken, And
okay,
do that, and we'll get it done. And I'm going to end this show. It's so, you know, we go back a long way, and the CD, this new CD that came out of, thanks to Howard Reich, it just came out of nowhere. I was so stunned. I've been listening to it like every day for the last month.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, you know how much I admire you. You know that.
The CD is
called "The Blues Is My Biography" by Billy Branch and the Son of the Blues, the Sons of the Blues, a group that he started more than 40 years ago. We're going to play the title track, "Blues Is My Bio." Billy, send me an email. Yeah. Let me get a picture of you and a story about you and the CD, and take care of yourself. We're both the same age. So we gotta take care of each other.
I can throw in that CD also features several notable guests: Shamika Copeland, Lonnie Baker Brooks, and the legendary Bobby Rush. Not the politician, but the performer.
Yeah. Not the politician. I get it.
Yeah.
Billy, great to talk to you, and take care of yourself, and send me that email.